You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
There are stories about haunted houses, haunted rooms, haunted bits of land where something awful once happened. Her story was never that simple. Nothing stayed in one place. Nothing belonged to a house or a basement or an attic. Whatever was strange in her life seemed interested in one thing, and one thing only. Her. She was a Christian, the kind whose faith wasn't just Sunday mornings and holiday prayers. God was part of her everyday conversation. Angels, demons, spirits, those weren't abstract ideas. They were real possibilities. So when the unexplainable started, she didn't react like someone whose worldview was being shattered. She reacted like someone whose worldview had just been confirmed in a way she didn't quite know what to do with. It helped that she wasn't dramatic. She didn't spiral. When something bizarre happened, she usually blinked, took a breath, and said, "Okay, that was weird," and moved on. No screaming, no theatrics, which turned out to be useful because whatever had decided to attach itself to her wasn't fleeting, shy, or tied to one location. It followed her. The first time she understood it was male, she was home alone. The house was quiet. She was moving through the hallway, thinking of something completely normal, when a voice spoke her name. Not a whisper, not a mumble, clear, close, deep, male. She spun around, expecting to see someone standing behind her. The hallway was empty. Her heart jumped, but she wasn't terrified. It felt more like someone had walked up behind her and tapped her on the shoulder, only without the someone. It was startling, not shattering. She knew what she believed. She already knew spirits existed. It just hadn't occurred to her that one might decide to speak. He didn't use words again after that, at least not in a way she could hear. Instead, he started touching. Not skin on skin, what she felt was air going thick and cold wherever he laid a hand on her. Along her cheek, over her shoulder, fingers combing lightly through her hair. It wasn't just a draft, it had weight, density, like walking into cold water. You didn't see it, but you absolutely felt it. It never warmed, it never hurt, it just pressed and lingered and made itself known. A tap for attention? She talked to him sometimes because the thought of something trapped here with no one acknowledging it bothered her. She'd lie in bed, staring at the ceiling, and say things like, "I know you're here," or, "You can't stay all over me like this every night, you know." He never answered out loud, but he stayed, always just close enough to feel. And for the most part, he behaved. It was when she pushed him away that things changed. She'd be exhausted, brain fried from school or work, eyes burning from screens and stress. She'd crawl into bed and feel that familiar cold pressure slide across her face once, twice, again. Eventually she'd snap, "Please, just leave me alone for a while. I need to sleep." He did not like that. The change was instant, like a switch flipped. Sometimes it was a sudden scratch down her back, sometimes a sharp shove to her shoulder, once a quick, precise punch to her face, hard enough to shock, not hard enough to break anything. But the worst part was always the pressure. It would begin as that familiar weight on her chest, like a hand resting over her sternum, then it would push down, harder, harder. Her lungs would strain, her throat would tighten, she'd tug at the air and get shallow, useless breaths. Most nights he seemed to pull back before it crossed a certain line, as if, even in his anger, he was careful not to go too far. Once he misjudged it, her chest seized, her vision swam. She clawed at nothing, neck and ribs screaming. When it finally stopped, she lay there for a long time, coughing and shaking, her throat sore and bruised in the morning. Anyone else might have decided that was it, that whatever this was needed to go. She didn't. When she told the story later, she described him like a giant, frustrated kid having a tantrum. "He overreacts," she'd say. "He throws fits, but he doesn't really mean to hurt me." Her best friend did not find that comforting. Her best friend was sensitive in ways she wasn't, emotionally, spiritually, intuitively. Where she minimized everything, her friend felt it at full volume. And the first time her friend encountered him, there was nothing laid back about her reaction. They were mid-conversation, halfway down the stairs in her house, when her friend stopped dead. She went pale, her eyes fixed on the landing. Her voice dropped to a shaking whisper. "He's here." She followed her gaze and saw nothing but carpet and banister. "What are you talking about?" "He's so tall," her friend breathed. "Head almost to the ceiling, all in black. And Sarah, he does not like me." Her friend had seen him more clearly than she ever had. A tall, thin figure wrapped in something black, not quite cloth, not quite smoke, face hidden beneath a hood. No eyes, no mouth, no features, just height, stillness, weight. Her friend said he made the room feel hollow, wrong. Like the air itself was being drained. He didn't just dislike her friend. He seemed to bristle at her. The atmosphere changed every time she came over. The cold in the room shifted, sharp and focused. Her friend would always sense him at the stairs, in the hallway, near the bedroom door, standing like a bouncer at the edge of their friendship. "Mine." He never spoke that word, but the meaning threaded through everything he did. He followed her wherever she went. He was there at her grandparents' house, there on camping trips, there when she spent the night at friends' homes, there once even at school. The second time she saw him herself, she was climbing the stairs to her locker between classes. Teenagers were everywhere, fluorescent lights humming, sneakers squeaking, voices overlapping. Completely ordinary. She heard footsteps behind her. Slow, measured, not rushed like everyone else's. She turned and glanced down. A tall figure, a step or two below her. Narrow, wrapped in darkness like someone cut out of the hallway and filled with ink. Hooded, faceless. She blinked, looked away to answer her friend, then snapped her head back for a double take. He was gone. He hadn't walked away. There was nowhere for him to vanish to without being seen. But the steps behind her were empty. "Where did that kid go?" she asked without thinking. Her friend frowned. "What kid?" "The tall one in black. He was just..." She stopped. The look on her friend's face said enough. Later over lunch, her best friend gave her that tired, sympathetic smile she'd come to recognize. "We'll talk about it," she said quietly. They did. Over and over, and her friend was sure of what he was. A demon, and not a nice one. She wasn't so sure. She remembered too many gentle moments. Nights when she cried about things she didn't tell anyone else. Family, faith, feeling like she never quite fit. And the air around her would grow heavier, wrapping her like an invisible blanket. Cold, yes, but solid. Present. The sensation of someone sitting beside her when she was otherwise alone. Nights when she whispered prayers and felt him hovering, not angry, not mocking, just there. It was hard to take those moments and file them neatly under evil. Her friend always countered the same way. They pretend. That's how they keep you from kicking them out. Maybe that was true, maybe it wasn't. She lived in the middle of that uncertainty. The pattern, at least, was clear. He wanted attention. When he didn't get it, he escalated. When she acknowledged him, talked to him, treated him like something more than a problem, he softened. He wasn't a house spirit you could move away from. He wasn't tied to a closet or a particular patch of floor. He was tied to her. When she said she was haunted, she meant it literally. Her body, her life, her relationships. And he was getting more attached. As she got older, it wasn't just her he seemed to react to. It was anyone who got too close. Her best friend felt that hostility sharply. So did anyone she dated. There was one boyfriend who didn't believe in anything paranormal. When she mentioned the cold touches and the voice from nowhere, he listened politely and suggested maybe it was stress. Nightmares, sleep paralysis, brain chemistry. He meant well. Until the night he woke up in her bed, gasping, clutching his chest, eyes wide. "I couldn't breathe," he said afterward, hand pressed hard over his sternum. "I swear to God something was sitting on me." She didn't say, "I told you so." She just watched the certainty drain from his face. When her best friend heard, she looked sick. "This is getting worse," she said. "He's not just hanging around anymore. He's interfering." The worst night for her friend was prom. It should have been a good memory. They'd spent hours getting ready together. Hair, dress, makeup, nerves. They walked into the venue side by side, music pounding, lights spinning. Her friend stopped two steps in. "He's here," she whispered. "Not in the building, here, in the room, with them." Her friend's face went white. Her hands shook. Tears started spilling down faster than she could wipe them away. "He's watching, and he hates that I'm with you." She clung to her friend while people stared, while the night they'd planned shifted sideways into something else. Her friend sobbing into her shoulder, saying she felt hollow, scraped out from the inside, like something had drained all the warmth out of her. In one pull, that was the moment anger finally cut through the confusion. He could bruise her, scare her, jab and push and whisper her name. But making her friend fall apart in public just for being near her? That crossed a line. She didn't scream at him. She didn't command him in some dramatic movie way. She just held her friend and glared at the empty space over her shoulder, feeling the air around them tighten, then ease, as if something had leaned in, then flinched back from her anger. He knew when she was upset, he reacted to it. It was one more thing that made it hard to see him as simple, mindless evil. He acted like a person, territorial, jealous, needy, sometimes cruel, sometimes kind. Just without a body, or any reasonable boundaries. And the night she tried the knocking game was the first time she truly admitted to herself that he understood more than she'd wanted to believe. Lying in bed, phone set aside, room dim, she decided to quit pretending. "If you can hear me," she whispered, "knock once for yes, twice for no." The knock came soft and clear, right beside her head. They went through the questions. Are you angry at me? Are you angry in general? Are you frustrated? Are you frustrated because I don't pay attention to you because of my friend? Are you angry because you scared me? And each answer came back in knocks that were too precise, too responsive to be chance. When she asked that last question, the response rattled the wall. Yes. The guilt in the air afterward was almost louder than the sound. Her friend called it manipulation. She called it conscience. Either way, it was more than most people ever got. But it wasn't until he started taking his frustration out on other people that she finally pushed back hard. One night, after another report from her best friend about feeling hollowed out and watched, after another story from her boyfriend about waking up choking, she sat on the edge of her bed, hands clasped, and prayed out loud. "I don't know what you are," she said, staring straight into the dark corner where the air always felt heaviest. "But you can't keep doing this. Not to them, not to me." The room thickened, like a crowd leaning in. "I'm not your toy," she continued, voice shaking but steady. "You don't own me. You don't get to decide who I talk to or who I love. You don't get to hurt people because you're jealous." The temperature dropped, her skin prickled, something brushed her cheek with that familiar cold weight. "I'm not your enemy," she added softly. "You know I've never wanted to hurt you. I've put up with more than anyone else would have. But you have to stop." Silence followed, deep and heavy. And for the first time in a long time, nothing touched her. No hand, no pressure, no fingers in her hair. The quiet wasn't empty. It felt like something had stepped back just out of reach and was thinking. If a thing like him could think. Days went by. She still felt him. At home, at church, on drives, but from slightly farther away. Less clawing, less demanding. Like a hand hovering an inch from her shoulder, waiting to see if it was still welcome. Her best friend was firm. He's dangerous. Her faith was clear. Spirits that cling like that aren't supposed to stay. Her heart was the problem. Because she missed him. That's the part nobody talks about. You can get used to almost anything if it stays long enough. Even the strange. Even the wrong. Even a presence that scares everyone else but has been with you since you were 11. Especially when that presence learns your rhythms. When it knows when you're about to cry before you do. When it shows up in the quiet and makes sure you never truly feel alone, even when you kind of wish you did. She doesn't know how this story ends. Maybe one day. She'll wake up and realize it's been months since the last cold touch. Maybe she'll stand in a sunlit room and feel for the first time since childhood completely alone. And realize that feels more like relief than abandonment. Or maybe she'll carry him her whole life. Maybe he'll always be there at the edge of her vision, in the dip in the air behind her, a quiet, unseen companion who never quite lets go. For now, she does what she can. She prays, she pays attention, she sets boundaries, and hopes he understands. And when the air thickens, when the room drops a few degrees, when that familiar pressure settles just behind her shoulder, she takes a calm, steady breath and says into the unseen, "I know you're there, I see you, but you don't get to decide who I am." Somewhere in that space, between her faith and his attachment, between her kindness and his possessiveness, between the living and whatever he is, something listens. Maybe it's planning, maybe it's regretting, maybe it's simply waiting. All she knows is this. Strange stopped feeling strange a long time ago. And in the quiet places of her life, when the lights are low and the world goes still, she is never completely sure if she's alone. She only knows that when she reaches out into that thicker, colder air, something still reaches back. He always felt like the strange moments in his life were linked somehow, stitched together by a thread he couldn't see but absolutely felt. It didn't matter that they'd happened across different houses, different years, different states of mind. The pattern kept circling back on him over and over again, as if something had taken an interest early and never fully let go. He grew up in Tulare, California, small town, quiet streets, the kind of place where most things stay the same for years at a time. His family wasn't exactly strict or devout, but they were Christian, and faith was simply part of the background of life. Out of everyone in the house, only his mother believed him when he talked about the things he'd seen. Everyone else chalked it up to dreams, stress, imagination. He wanted to believe that, too, but he couldn't. Not with the way things started. When he was just a toddler, too young to remember firsthand, he'd wake up screaming about snakes in the corner or the people outside. His parents dismissed it as night terrors. Kids have nightmares. They grow out of them. But he remembers the fear like an afterimage burned into the back of his mind, something deeper than a bad dream, something that clung to him even when he wasn't old enough to explain it. The first paranormal encounter he remembers clearly happened the night after his grandmother died. He was sleeping in his parents' bed, something he did often because the dark terrified him. When he woke up, rolled over, and froze. His grandmother was standing by his mother's dresser. She didn't look solid. Not exactly. Her whole body had that pale, yellow-white glow like she was being projected from an old film reel. She was sorting through papers, moving like she had somewhere to be, something to do. He stared. She didn't acknowledge him, didn't turn, didn't fade. She simply existed in the space where she shouldn't have been. He did what any child would do, slammed his face into the pillow, squeezed his eyes shut, and waited for sleep to come back. That was the beginning. The next time, he was sleeping in the room he shared with his brother. His brother always left an old receiver radio on at night, the kind with the soft orange glow behind the dial. He woke because a cold breeze brushed across his face, unusual but not alarming. The house was old, the windows drafty, but before he could settle, a dull white blur slid out of the bottom of his vision, right along the edge of his bed. He sat perfectly still under the covers, then click. The radio switched off by itself. Silence filled the room, too heavy, too sudden to be normal. He pulled the blankets higher and waited until exhaustion finally dragged him down again. Around that same period, the dreams began. People with red eyes watching him through his window. A tall, dark-robed figure standing in the breezeway, barely illuminated but unmistakable. A silhouette with glowing red eyes that bored into him until the terror snapped him awake. He never forgot those eyes. They felt aware of him. For a while, things quieted down. Then the pounding started. Not taps, not creaks. Pounding. Like someone running full speed into the doors in the middle of the night. The whole house shook. Everyone heard it. Nobody could explain it. His parents said houses make noises, wood settles, wind pushes, but he knew the difference between an old building creaking and something slamming its weight into a wall. It wasn't long after that when something strange happened outside his own home. He was at a friend's birthday party on the same street. Everyone had fallen asleep except him, as usual, and he stayed up playing Super Nintendo in the dark. Sometime between 3 and 4 a.m., he heard pots banging in the kitchen. He figured it was the cat. Or maybe someone getting a midnight snack. But his friend's mom marched out and scolded him for making noise. Except he hadn't moved. She checked the kitchen, flipped on the light, and froze. Every single cabinet door was standing wide open. That was the moment. He realized weirdness didn't stick to specific houses. It stuck to him. When he was 11, his family moved across town. For 2 years, everything stayed quiet. He almost convinced himself he'd outgrown it. Then, at 13 or 14, the sleepwalking began. He'd wake up in different rooms, standing upright, staring into the dark, without knowing why. The last time it happened, he woke at the front door, wide open, cold night air hitting his face, the street empty and silent. He didn't remember a dream, didn't remember walking, just the disorienting realization that he'd been standing on the edge of stepping outside into darkness without knowing why. Years later, during a fishing trip to Pismo Beach, everything escalated again. And they stayed in his friend's grandmother's trailer. She'd recently passed away, and he slept in the living room on a cot. The night was windy, and he kept hearing a faint tick-tick sound every 10 seconds or so. He ignored it, assuming it was something loose outside. Then the sound changed. Without warning, a blast of static and screeching erupted from the record player behind him. Deafening, violent, astoundingly loud. So loud he clapped his hands over his ears and felt the vibration in his bones. But nobody else woke up. Not his friends asleep nearby. Not his father, not his father's friend, nobody. He bolted upright, stumbled to the record player, tried turning the selector switch off. Nothing happened. The noise kept roaring. Finally, he yanked out the speaker wire, and just like that, everything stopped. Silence. Absolute, smothering silence as he stood there shaking. To this day, he still can't explain why unplugging one speaker silenced the entire system when the whole thing had supposedly been off to begin with. That night lingered in his mind for years. But the most frightening experience happened more recently. It began with a nightmare. He was staring into his bathroom mirror, leaning closer and closer, watching his reflection darken and shift until it became a hollow-eyed woman, black eyes, impossible stare, glaring back at him with a threat that didn't require words. He woke up, except he couldn't move. Sleep paralysis was familiar to him, but never like this. His heart hammered, his breath shook. The woman's face from the dream lingered in his mind like an afterimage burned into his vision. Then slowly, he sensed someone in the room. He forced his eyes open and saw it. A black-robed figure standing near the window. No face, no eyes, no features. Just a shape that absorbed the darkness around it. He should have been terrified, and instead, a deep, furious anger surged through him. Rational, explosive, like the sight of the figure tapped into something primal. He shut his eyes tight. When he opened them again, it was morning, and the anger was gone. Later, when he stumbled across articles about shadow people, he felt the shock of recognition. Reports of robed figures, the Hat Man, entities people had seen all over the world. He realized he'd seen one too. Since that night, sleep became a battlefield. He couldn't sleep in the dark at all. The moment the room went pitch black, he felt like someone else was there. Not close, but watching from a distance. And when the TV played, he felt safer. Not safe, but safer. He started waking up every night around 3 or 4 a.m., drenched in sweat. He'd sit up, catch his breath, wait for the sinking sensation to fade. For a while, it didn't. Medication helped stabilize his mood, but it didn't fix the sense of presence. Even on calm nights, he felt like someone or something stayed just outside the edge of his vision. His mother admitted she'd had sleep paralysis in the same house. Sometimes she heard two people whispering in her ear. She'd had dreams of the gates of hell appearing in their living room. Dreams he tried to dismiss as just nightmares, just imagination. But part of him wondered, what if the house wasn't the problem? What if it had never been the house? He was 22 now, too old in his mind to be sleeping with a TV on just to get through the night, too old to be scared of a dark room, too old to feel watched in his own home. But the pattern was undeniable. These things had started when he was a toddler, stopped, started again, vanished, returned, always in cycles, always unpredictable, as if something was following him. As if something had been following him all along. He didn't know if he believed that. He didn't know if he wanted to, but sometimes late at night, when the house was still and the glow of the TV flickered across the walls, he felt it. That heavy awareness, that sense of being observed from just beyond the edge of the room. And in those moments, the ones he never said out loud, he wondered if the robed figure, the red-eyed dreams, the pounding on doors, the static, the paralysis, the whispers, the presence, we're all the same thing, waiting, watching, patient, and not finished with him yet.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.